Simon & Schuster Audio presents Of the I Zing by Laura Ingram with Raymond Arroyo. Read by the authors.
Introduction.
Give me your slackers, your bored, your muffin-topped masses yearning to eat free, the wretched refuse of your tweeting horde. Send these, the mannerless, TMZ-tossed celebrities to me. I lift the golden lid of my rubbish bin's door. The inscription on the Statue of Liberty, circa 2011.
If you want to see evidence of America's cratering culture, just stop by your local shopping mall. I had never experienced vertigo before. But as I was riding down an escalator last September at a Northern Virginia shopping mall, I became so dizzy I almost careened over the railing. It had been a while since I had braved the mall scene alone. Rushing toward me were some of the most horrifying, unsettling images I had seen since Rosie O'Donnell posted her 9/11 video blog. Below me, on the left, was a group of six young girls wearing jeans so tight Jacques Cousteau could have worn them on his last undersea expedition. And if he were alive today, he'd be shocked to know that humpback whales can not only survive on land, but text, snap gum, and suck down 32-ounce milkshakes masquerading as coffee drinks. Then to my right, two adolescents were leaning up against a store window, shaking back their floppy bangs and fiddling with the waistbands of their jeans. Upon closer inspection, I saw they were pulling their pants down, not up, so as to showcase their pastel-colored boxer shorts. They paused briefly from their hair-underwear routine to venerate the cleavage of a model in the Victoria's Secret window display. Whatever Vicky's secret was, it appeared to be a secret no more. As I stepped off the bottom of the escalator, I almost walked into an ugly collision. A rascal scooter had a head-on with an over-under bugaboo stroller. Upon impact, the elderly scootee was thrown to the ground, and the infants, outfitted in Dolce & Gabbana baby couture, started wailing. In a white rage, their demure and compassionate mother cursed out Grandpa at the top of her lungs. "Do you know how much this stroller costs, old man?" she shrieked, pointing at the cracked front wheel. "More than your last Social Security check."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?